Speaking of performances that you cannot beat, it is a great pleasure to welcome to the studio one of the aspects of the 35-plus member Miami Valley Music Men vocal celebration gathering. It is the Treble Makers. Welcome, gentlemen. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you would be so kind as to hit us a song.
We meet at evening time, 'tis sweet,
sweet at evening time,
when I can spend an hour or two just with you. And when the hour grows late, I love to hesitate. Oh,
it seems so
fleeting while I am here repeating. Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. So won't you say nighty-night and kiss me now, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, please dream a little dream of me, you'll see. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams till leave all worries far behind you.
But in your dreams,
whatever they be, dream a little dream, scheme a little
goodness. Treblemakers live on 91.3 WYSO. That was just lovely. I particularly like how you ended that. If you would be so kind as to go from the my radio left here down the line, introduce yourselves and say the portion of the octave that you claim.
Well, I'm Bob Morrison and I sing tenor.
My name's David Helm and I sing the lead.
I'm Dan Eckhart and I sing bass.
I'm Sam Hashke, and I sing the baritone.
Well, welcome to all of you. You are one of two quartets here today, one of four quartets total that are a part of the 35-plus member Miami Valley Music Men. And this is the 27th annual presentation of Movie Night. And Dan Eckert, so I'm interested, so there are four quartets within, but how did you four find one another and realize that you had a resonance between you?
Well, we each joined the chorus individually, and we were the four newest people for each of our parts. And
so
one of the senior members of the chorus said, you four guys should form a quartet.
We've come a long way. How long ago was that?
That was 3 years ago.
Oh, you're
and so we just got lucky that our voices blend very well.
Wow, that really is lucky. So the four newest guys all happen to have each part of the necessary spectrum.
What are the odds?
Tell us a little bit about Movie Night. So the song selections will be from movies.
Yes, they will. For the first half of the show, all the songs will be from various movies, and then we'll have a quartet that we've brought in to sing, and then the chorus will sing a second half, which is not movie night related.
But and then you say chorus, it'll be the bigger group.
Yes, that's right.
Of people. It's going to be quite an evening. It's at the Randy Chisel Memorial Auditorium that is on Smithville Road. And it's a movie night. Two performances this Saturday, one at 2 p.m. and then one at 7 p.m. You can look at singdayton.org for more information. And I'll post this all up on the website as well. You can catch it on WISO's Facebook, too, just so you'll have a link. If you're beautiful, newly joined voices would sing another for us, I'd be much obliged.
Sure. Great.
Well, doom da ba doom da ba da ba da ba da, doom da ba doom da ba da ba da ba da, doom da ba doom da ba da ba da ba da, doom da ba doom da ba da ba da ba da.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County, Yorkshire County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have.
And
I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind all mine.
I'd do your bidding and be at your beck and call.
At your beck and call,
yeah. I never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's one of a kind. I'm going once, I'm going twice, I'm sold.
To the lady in the second row, she's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got room and the swan and
down. I just shouted out above the crowd.
And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine, all mine.
I'd do your bidding and be at your beck and call.
At your beck and call,
yeah. I never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's one of a kind. I'm going
once,
I'm going
twice,
I'm sold.
To the lady in the long black dress, well, she won my heart. It was no contest with a rear end that swan and
down. I say now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey,
anything to make it mine, all mine. I'd do your bidding and be at your beck and call.
At your beck and call, yeah. I never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's one of a kind. I'm going
once, I'm going
twice, I'm going
once,
I'm going twice, I'm
gone.
I'm gone.
Baker's live on 91.3 WYSO. Thanks so much for being here today, and thanks for following the passion to sing. I just think there's nothing greater than the human voice, and particularly when they blend. The Troublemakers live on 91.3. We got the Daytones coming up. If you want to go ahead and shift your headphones over, gentlemen, and I think we might also be in for a treat at the end with something called a VLQ. Yeah. We'll find out about that as we get there. But it's now my pleasure to welcome the second of our quartets today. They are the Daytones. Gentlemen, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And if you would do me the honor again of going down the line on my radio left, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I'm Larry Davis. I'm the tenor.
John Lemming, I sing the lead part.
Rick Reibel on bass.
Rodney Zimmer, baritone.
Gentlemen, welcome to you all. Tell us a little bit, if you would, Larry, about the history of this particular event where you sing the movie tunes. How did this get started, do you know?
Well, this will be our 27th show. And the way everything got started was back in 1984, the Miami Valley Music Man came about because of the Dayton Suburban and the Centerville choruses that were existing at that time. They decided to merge. So in turn, that brought about our name, the Miami Valley Music Men.
So it's just broader. You take from a bigger swath.
Right.
And it's not limited to quartet. You do, there's choir singing in a bigger sense.
Yes. We've got about 35 men. It kind of comes and goes a little bit in number-wise.
Sure.
But through that, we've got about four quartets that presently break out of that number and stand alone at times in the show and do their thing.
So tell us what we'll expect. Again, it's this Saturday at the Randy Chisholm Memorial Auditorium. That is on Smithville Road, 2745 South Smithville Road. I'll put all of this up on the WISO page and on the Facebook page as well. So if you'll look for that there, we'll put it for the connection. But tell us how the evening's going to go.
Well, first of all, we'll start out with movie themes, or well, songs from the movies. And after this is all done, then we'll go into a break where we'll have a guest quartet, a comedy group, a medalist group as well. Bustin' Loose is the name of the group.
Great.
And then after that, coming back for the second half, we'll be singing all kinds of some neat songs, barbershop sounds, some of the standards, as well as some of the songs people would like today that's a little bit more upbeat and that kind of thing.
Great. Well, if you gentlemen would sing us one, I would be much delighted.
All right.
Okay. It's the Daytones live on 91.3 WYSO.
Ooh. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world, wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by.
I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you.
I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world, wonderful. What a wonderful world, wonderful, wonderful world.
Beautiful. That is the Daytones live on 91.3 WYSO. So breathing exercise is a huge portion of what you folks do.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, some nice sustains there. Thanks so much for being here today. And tell me a little bit about the barbershop style. There's a certain style to it. Are you guys familiar by any chance with the Fairmont High School's 11th Hour?
Yes.
Just fabulous. Now, what they do is certainly quartet, but they or actually more than that. There's six or seven of them, but it has that feel of the parts and the coming together and descending back apart. But they also use a beatbox fellow. Now, that's a very unique sort of a cappella style, but there's something very specific about barbershop singing. Can you describe for us a little bit about sort of what defines barbershop from different a cappella quartets?
Well, barbershop is a close harmony, and you have different parts. The the tenor is something different than what most people would relate to in the way of a tenor. They sing falsetto, and I also sing in a church choir myself, and the tenor that I sing there is an entirely different sound. So you listen to one another so you can pick up your keys as to when you need to be coming in and coming out, and you don't want to be standing out. You want to definitely be always sure a blend. To listen to one. Yes.
And I love these. And it seems to me that a mark of the barbershop is the how they, you know, like the notes are bent so beautifully and then come back into focus.
Yes.
Absolutely lovely. You mentioned something earlier, and then we have Mike Hazlett here in the studio, the Vice President of Marketing and PR here for the quartet, and we're going to get him a chance to park to weigh in. But you had mentioned Larry Davis, President of the Miami Valley Music Men Choir, something about polecat music, which provides a certain touchstone for all barbershop singers.
Yes. Polecat music is standard music that's pretty well known by all barbershoppers throughout the world, but you might say international, because we have international competitions as such. But if you travel anywhere throughout the world and they happen to have some barbershoppers in that location, you may be invited in to just join in with them and sing your particular part in one of these songs that they may all know. And so, therefore, you can still be singing barbershop wherever you go.
Wherever you go, no matter what.
Now, the neat thing about all that is that, like today, we are the Daytones, but at the same time, we're less our lead singer. So, in turn, we've got another fellow from within the organization that is singing tenor in his, lead in his place.
Which was easy enough to do because you come from a certain pool, if you will, of tunes that are like, it's like basic training for barbershop quartet singers.
Yes.
I love it. Yes. I'd like you to sing another one if you would, but I'd like to speak for just a moment with Mike Hazlett. And Mike, thanks for being here today and thanks for bringing all this to our attention.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the time to be on the air with you to share this with everyone.
So when you think about the barbershop quartet, the 11th hour, there's a Dayton Gay Men's Chorus, there's Sacred Harp Singers, there are a lot of gatherings of people that sing. What is it about Dayton? Is every city like this? I'm only becoming aware of this. It seems that we might have just an abnormally large number of singers.
Actually, that's not true. That's not true. Across the United States, there are some, I believe it's 700 chapters. So there's groups all – as a matter of fact, in Ohio, we have the one here. We have two in Cincinnati, two barbershop choruses, two in the Columbus area. I think we have one up in the Toledo area. So they're all over the state. We have a group from Northern Kentucky.
We are rich in voices.
Yes, we are. And in fact, one of our choruses in Cincinnati just competed in the World Chorus Games, which they held down in Cincinnati in July.
Oh, that just sounded amazing, didn't it? From people from all over. Let's have it here next year.
We'll try. Although it took them years in advance to get it.
Right, certainly. But what a lovely celebration of the Vox Humana. And so the movie night, so forgive me, I think I was saying that you've always celebrated movies. This is the 27th show.
That's correct.
But it's movie time this time around.
Right. We pick a different theme every year for our show. This year we picked movie night, and we picked some songs from some of the family movies that you'll remember, things from like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Mary Poppins. You'll hear tunes from those. So you'll even hear one from the Three Amigas, believe it or not, later during the show.
There's two shows. There's a matinee at 2 o'clock and then a show at 7 as well. And this is all at the Randy Chisholm Memorial Auditorium on Smithville Road.
That's correct. That's the old Belmont Elementary School, for those who remember.
Oh, very good. Oh, nice. How do you pick a venue to put these on?
Well, that's our normal venue, actually, that we meet at on Monday nights. And for you guys who sing, that's Monday nights at 7 p.m. We meet there to rehearse and have a good time.
SingDayton.org, which is hopefully a good place to go. And I went there yesterday and they had a bit of a snag, but they'll get that ironed out. And if you'd like to find out, is it easy to become a member of the choir?
It's very easy to become a member of the choir. Just basically show up, sing with us. And then if you decide you want to become a member, let us know. And it's very simple. We just enjoy the fellowship of singing together.
Something about joining voices, emergent properties.
And when you hit those ringing chords, which is one of the characteristics of barbershop, it just kind of gets the goosebumps going on your arm, the hair on the back of your neck.
And we were even saying, the gentlemen were coming in, they were talking about how even other notes, it's like a sympathetic vibration that occurs that even adds a note that no one's singing that can sometimes be heard.
In general, yes. That's what happens. You get what's in the physics term, constructive interference, but you'll hear like a fifth voice singing above.
Constructive interference. That's hilarious. Wow. It's not hurting, this interference.
No, it is not.
How lovely, and it chimes in. It must be something like a harmonic, right?
It is. That is correct. Yeah. The voice is constructed and built a harmonic. And sometimes you get what's called a subtone, so you hear a voice below the voices that are singing.
And with as low as this gentleman's voice is, that seems almost hard to believe. If you would be so kind, the four of you, the Daytones, to sing us another on 91.3 WYSO. Do you want to introduce the song? Tell us a little bit about the tune and why you chose it.
Well, this is a Whiff and Poof. And this
can
song.
Say what that is.
Well, this song came about at Yale University. And in turn, they have, as colleges have, they have their drinking and what have you. And they had, and they had a group that liked to party and that kind of thing, known as the Whiff and Poofs.
Now, that was before the singing was involved. Or are you saying the singing group liked to party?
They formed a singing group as well back during that time.
So it was concurrent, these two things.
People like to sing and drink
and have a good time.
That's just college life, it seems.
And in fact, that group from Yale was on the sing-off, the Whiff and Poof. So.
Oh, no. I've been hearing about the Whiff and Poofs since I was really young. And at first I thought it was a joke because it's such a strange name. But there's a song associated with this this gathering?
Yes, and there's an awful lot of the older people, especially that relate to it, can hear it. It's a song that they really like to hear quite often.
Well, very good. It is the Daytones singing the Whiff and Poofs live on 91.3.
To the tables down at Maurice, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the Whiff and Poofs assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing cast its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well, shall I wasting and the morning and the rest. We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. We're poor little lambs who have lost our way. Such as we, ba, 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 ba.
I'm looking forward now to a tune one day called The Daytones, right? You guys should write a tune about partying in the Gem City down at Canal Street or wherever you may go. Very, very, very fun. Daytones live on 91.3 WYSO. Can you name some of the tunes in the polecat music canon, if you will, some of the tunes? Are they tunes that we would all know, or is it more specific to the singers themselves?
Well, Heart of My Heart.
My Wild Irish Rose.
Oh,
Sweet and Lovely.
Sweet and Lovely.
Down Our Way.
Down Our Way.
I used to have a friend whose father sang in the quartet, and he would bust into Hello Neighbor at the drop of a hat. Just somebody said the word neighbor, and he'd just bust right out in song. It was awesome. Okay, so it's sort of a canon. When did barbershop singing become, come into its own? You think of it as like,
Actually, its heyday was in the 1930s during vaudeville. But it started in the late 1800s, actually, and believe it or not, it has African-American roots with a lot of the blues kind of overtones with
so
the chords.
So much music
structure.
Is completely joined. It's a construct that these
That's
were
correct.
Divided. We all came through this together.
Yes.
Oh, I love to think about it that way.
So it kind of hit its peak in vaudeville in the 1930s.
And it has lingered. I've been hearing it my whole life. That is certainly for sure. And the sound of human voices singing in harmony will always be appealing to us as human souls. So I think no. I've been told there's something that's called a VLQ, and this is it's like a quartet, but just a little bit different. And Mike, you're in the studio with me, but you're going to run over to Studio B.
Yes.
And join in with that. So if we would like to tell us what does VLQ stand for?
Very large quartet.
Okay, I just like the sound of it. The idea is there still be four parts.
That's correct.
But more than one voice chiming in on each part.
Yes.
So let me remind listeners again, as if you'd like to run into the next room and get ready to sing with the VLQ. It is a very special Saturday for the Miami Valley Music Band as they present Movie Night, their 27th show, putting it on at the Randy Chisholm Memorial Auditorium. That's at 2745 Smithville Road in Dayton. You can find out about tickets and so much more by calling 985-1720. Again, that's local 985-1720, or go to singdayton.org. There's two shows this Saturday. There's a 2 o'clock matinee and then a 7 o'clock show in the evening this Saturday, October 13th. And on that note, let's have a taste, and it is my pleasure to present not four, not eight, but nine voices from the Miami Valley Music Men and a very large quartet on WISO.
My
gentlemen, thank you so much. Good luck to you Saturday. Thanks so much for sharing your voices today, and thanks for keeping a cappella singing alive in the Miami Valley. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.